like cones.
Chicago's most fun
cones.
Afternoons with Scotty K.
Cones.
Time for some good news, bad news.
Okay, this is all weird news.
I just got some really weird news.
That is weird.
It is super weird. It's also good and it's also bad. Let's do good news, bad news. I'll give you the good news of a story. And Anna in Donovan, you're going to tell me what you think the bad news of the story is.
Okay.
All right. So the good news of the story is that there is a way that has been found to prevent hangovers.
Okay.
What is the bad news of that story?
Let's see. You have explosive diarrhea, though.
That could be the bad news of any story, of anything that happens. I hope that the next 10 people that hear any story just say, but you had explosive diarrhea. Actually, the bad news of this story is that it's a little suspect because the person that says that they found the way to avoid hangovers is a psychic who says you just need to spiritually connect with your alcohol.
Oh, okay.
So I'll remember that next time. You need to ground your alcohol and clear unwanted energy before drinking.
Okay, I'll remember that.
And then she places a protective shield around you. I don't know. I've talked about this before. I don't know how those psychic storefronts, like how they stay in business. You know, I've never seen anybody go in and go out or buy crystals or whatever it is that they're doing in there. But I think they're just a front for drugs. I don't know.
I've never been in one, so I'll let you know.
Yeah, let me know if you find drugs. They're like, do you want a psychic reading or the other stuff? Wink, wink.
Exactly.
But first, all three trivia questions. It looks like I got Christy and Addison. She's going to take her shot. If she doesn't get all three, you're getting the same one. So grab your phone and pay attention so maybe she can do some of the work for you. Christy, ready to jump in and take on all three questions?
Awesome. Okay.
All right, here we go. Question one. The Chicago Bears coach announced, of course, the undefeated Chicago Bears coach. Let us know who the four team captains are this year.
I know who that is.
Justin Fields, Cody Whitehair, Roquan Smith, and Robert Quinn. Well, who's the coach?
Mike Ditka.
Is the current coach of the Bears?
Oh, no. Is it Matt Nagy? I don't know.
Okay. Question two. You're cracking me up. What is the longest river in the world?
The Nile.
All right. Hold on right there. I'm going to get you question three in just a few minutes here. Two songs away.
Can you get all three?
Let's see. Can we get them? Christy from Addison is going to jump back in. She answered questions one and two moments ago. She doesn't get all three trivia questions. They go to you. So even if you didn't hear the first two, maybe she'll help you out with the third. Maybe not. Either way, grab your phone. Get ready because, Christy, you're going to jump in and take on all three. You ready?
Awesome. Okay.
All right. And question three. Nearly 70% of people say that this thing makes their job better. What is it?
Alcohol.
Drink on the job. All right, Christy. You got zero correct, Christy. You got none.
But, oh, that sucks.
But you are a lot of fun. Hey, Christy, hold on one second for me, okay?
I will. Thank you.
She said that sucks. Is the Bears play the Packers, so we're going to do something special for the person we hate the most.
Aaron Rodgers.
People hate that guy.
Welcome to Mr. Aaron Rodgers' neighborhood.
I think he's a bad guy.
My knee. Feel sorry for me?
People hate that guy.
So won't you please quit bothering me? Thanks, good neighbor.
Okay. Thanks. He whines about everything. So there's no mercy for Aaron Rodgers this week. That's all I'm going to say. If you're a Packers fan, sorry, not the place. Right here. So as we bear down, here's what I want to do. I want to create a playlist because these are the songs that I assume Aaron Rodgers will be playing in his headphones before the game, you know, when he's trying to put himself in that right space. So he's getting ready for Justin Fields. So I made a list of a couple songs here, but I need your help. So you can text them to 44995 or you can go ahead and drop them online right now in the Facebook page, US99 Chicago. The first one that I'm going to start with that I know is on his playlist is he's thinking about just how many times he's going to get hit. He knows this is going to happen. Hit Me Baby One More Time is on his list. I know that. The second one I put on his list for him to listen to, I know he's very self-aware, so it's obviously this one. And the third one from today, for today. We'll do more. And so if you text 44995, I can throw yours on the list and we can play it tomorrow. But I definitely think the third one on the list has to do with how many times Roquan Smith is going to hit him. Is Roquan? Was being so close. Baby Quinn? And having so much to say. What hurts the most? Bear down, right? To go see Luke Combs, Soldier Field, May 6th. Man, he announced that last week. It's going to be super fun. So let's see. It looks like we got Anna and Donovan. Would that be a show you'd like to go to?
Amazing, because I was already set up to try to get them Wednesday for pre-sale.
Oh, you were all ready to click on the button, huh?
Yeah, I'm waiting for an email.
Well, you might not even have to do that. So let's play a little game here. So since she's going to be at Soldier Field, let's talk about some other things that were at Soldier Field. I'll give you three things that may or may not have happened at Soldier Field. You just tell me which one is the truth. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So your first option, don't answer till we're all done. Your first option is that the International Air Guitar Competition, featuring 30 of the world's finalists and the world's best air guitar performances, happened at Soldier Field. That's one. Two,
okay.
The North American Cheese Festival, featuring 3,000 different cheese vendors from across America. Or three, the first ever Special Olympics game. Which of those three, of the North American Cheese Festival, the International Air Guitar Competition, or the first Special Olympics Games actually happened at Soldier Field?
I'm going to go with the air guitar.
The International Air Guitar Competition, featuring 30 of the world's finalists and the world's best air guitar performances?
Yes, that one sounds right.
That one sounds right. It is not right, though. It is actually the first Special Olympics in 1968. But since these are just for fun and I like that you like air guitar, you're going to Luke Combs. Congratulations!
Oh my God, thank you!
But now you have to play air guitar at the concert and send us video.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I would do way more than that, Scotty.
Fancy life.
Okay, I'm going to be honest. This next thing we're going to do is probably the thing that I'm most afraid of doing on the radio, because I think it has the most opportunity for failure on my part.
Believe it or not, George isn't at home.
Your estimated wait time is 2 weeks.
Drop everything. Scotty, can we get them on the phone? Get them on the phone.
So that's been the bit. I wanted to do something called, can we get them on the phone? Let's just see what celebrities we can end up getting on the phone, okay? We start with some local celebrities. But now it's time to move on. And I took your suggestions from the text line and from Facebook of what celebrities. And this is like, we have no connection to them. So we're not doing like country music artists, just celebrities in the world. And just see if we can get them on the phone. It might take 3 weeks. We might be on week four of trying to get so-and-so on the phone. So what I did is I took your suggestions and I put them on the prize wheel. Not a prize wheel that we had, one that I had to buy on Amazon because I think we sold everything during COVID. When everything was shut down. So there was no prize wheel in the station. And if you've seen on my Instagram, I put together a nice little one here from Amazon. And we're going to spin it in a second here to find out who we're going to try and get on the phone. Use the power of social media. Send some emails. Maybe somebody knows somebody. Maybe you got a guy. So on the list right now, we got 12 people. Everyone from Shaq to Stone Cold to Rizzo to Hillary Duff to Kevin Hart to Jimmy Kimmel to Vin Diesel to Alyssa Milano. And in just about 6 minutes here, we're going to spin the wheel and find out who we're going to try and get on the phone. It could end up a disaster.
Believe it or not, George isn't at home.
Your estimated wait time is 2 weeks.
Drop everything. Scotty, can we get them on the phone? Get them on the phone.
So that's exactly what this is. Can we get them on the phone? This is where we're going to try and get whatever celebrities you told me to put on this weird little wheel I have from Amazon. I wrote them all down. And we're going to spin the wheel, and whoever it lands on, we're going to see what celebrity we can get on the phone. Okay? No matter what it takes. A lot of tweeting, emails. I'm going to need your help. If you have a connection with it, whoever this wheel lands on, I'm going to need your help. So it's you and me. You and me. Let's spin the wheel and find out who, for however long we got to do it, we're going to try and get on the phone. Here we go. It's my wheel from Amazon, so I think I'm going to need the sound effect because I don't think you're going to be able to hear it. Here we go. Spin the wheel. And here it goes. We landed on, oh, this one might be doable. We landed on Rizzo, Anthony Rizzo. And these are suggestions that I took from you that you texted and put on Facebook. So our first one from the wheel is Rizzo, which makes me excited because I think I have a better chance of getting him on the phone than like Vin Diesel off the bat. All right, so that's the one. That's what we're going to go for. We're going to try and get Rizzo on the phone. No mercy on Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers.
People hate that guy.
Welcome to Mr. Aaron Rodgers' neighborhood.
I think he's a bad guy.
My knee. Feel sorry for me?
People hate that guy.
So won't you please quit bothering me? Thanks, good neighbor.
Christy, you're a Bears fan, right?
I am. Day one Sunday, and it was pretty awesome.
Good. Okay. Well, you know, so they play the Packers on this Sunday night. And so
I hope they win. Oh, my God.
So the one person we hate the most is Aaron Rodgers. And what we've been doing is making a playlist that of the songs that are going to be in his headphones before the game. Okay. Now we had a couple yesterday. Beck, Loser was one of them. Hit Me Baby One More Time, since he's going to get hit a lot. Rascal Flatts, What Hurts the Most is obviously getting hit by the Bears, are on the list already. So I thought we'd add two more. Would you like to help me add two more songs here? I got them ready. The first one I think I want to add is, since he whines and complains a lot and blames everything on everybody else, I think that this will be his song before the game as well. But she caught me on the counter. It wasn't me. Saw me banging on the sofa. Wasn't me. So I'll have that one. And then I do think that since he does complain and whine so much, this song will probably be the fitting one for him as well. The remix. It's the Aaron Rodgers remix.
Yes, I agree. Oh my God, you're so funny.
So we'll add those two to the playlist. How's that sound?
Awesome.
You want to add any?
Or Hit Me With Your Best Shot, I don't know.
Oh, Hit Me With Your Best Shot is a good one too. Luke Bryan, Tinley Park, Saturday night. You want to know what happened that should have ended in a fight but didn't?
This is going to end right here, right now. Let's dance.
It's going to be a man fight.
I've had two men fight over me before.
So it went down. Listen, I'm all about having a good time at a concert, right? I'm all about, you know, drink your drinks, do your thing, have your night out. But I have a friend that looks out for you when you go too far. There was one woman in the pit, and I was so impressed. I was watching her. Because she was stumbling all over the place, spilling beers, knocking into people, like aggressively knocking into people. You know the type. Well, there's one girl standing in front of me that kept getting hit over and over and over. And I am so impressed. So impressed at the restraint that this woman showed. Just ended up enjoying the concert. Kind of kept moving over. Must have been hit, I would say, a total of a dozen times. I want you to brag about the time you showed incredible restraint. Somebody was annoying you, bugging you. Should have been a fight, but you're like, no, not gonna happen. Someone stole your parking space. Someone hit you with the shopping cart. I don't, whatever it was. 312-946-4995.
This is gonna end right here, right now. Let's dance.
It's gonna be a man fight.
I've had two men fight over me before.
Told you, Saturday night at the Luke Bryan concert, I was impressed by one girl's incredible restraint to not this other girl right in the face as she not only spilled her beer on her multiple times, but like fell into her, stepped on her foot, hit her with the elbow. But she didn't. She watched the show. She showed incredible restraint. So this is where you get to brag about the restraint that you showed. Savannah in Naperville, you wanted to boop someone on the face, but you didn't. What happened?
All right, so we went to a bar, my boyfriend and my friends and I, and they had beer pong there, and there was two tables next to each other, and when the ball kept falling off the table, this really drunk girl kept picking it up and giving it to my boyfriend, and eventually started like trying to flirt with him and everything. And I just held back.
You're like, listen, if I lose this game and I have all these beers, I will not have the same restraint I had before. What did he do?
He didn't really notice, to be honest.
Yeah, he did, but he was hoping you didn't notice.
Probably.
That's a good one, right? Like, don't hit on my man right in front of me.
Right. I don't know. I just held back, so it's okay.
Because that girl's probably still single anyways, you know? She's still at the bar, actually. She's can't find this ping pong ball. Yeah, she's still there. All right, Michelle, you wanted to. You wanted to boop someone in the face, but you didn't. What happened?
So
I was on a flight from South Africa to the United States.
That's a long flight.
Yeah, it took me about 2 days. So I'm originally from there, moved here about 4 years ago.
Okay.
And I was busy checking my bags, and then the lady wouldn't check my bags, and because I was from South Africa. So she kind of pawned me off to someone else and wouldn't check my bags. And so I just kept my...
What was wrong with people?
Yeah.
That's when you go, you know what? I just feel sorry for that human being.
Right. So I don't think she works there anymore. I made pretty sure afterwards.
Oh, good for you. Good. Well, good for you for not booping her in the face, even though she clearly deserved it.
Oh, she definitely did.
A little bop. All right, let's get to Get All Three. These are the three trivia questions. If you don't get all three, then they stick and go on and on until we find someone to get all three correct. So Patty in Lake Zurich is going to take her shot today. If she doesn't get them, they go to you. So pay attention, Patty. Ready to jump in?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Question one. The Chicago Bears coach, I should say the undefeated Chicago Bears coach, told us who the four team captains for the year are going to be. And we know it's Justin Fields, Coley Whitehair, Roquan Smith, and Robert Quinn. What is the Bears coach's name?
Matt Eberflus.
Close enough. What is, question two, what is the longest river in the world, Patty?
The Nile.
All right, hold on 1 second. I'm going to get you question three, just two songs away.
Can you get all three?
Let's see if Patty from Lake Zurich can get question three. She just answered questions one and two. You know, if she doesn't get all three correct, the same questions go to you. So, Patty, ready to jump back in and take on question three?
Okay.
And question three. Nearly 70% of people say that this makes their job better. What is it, Patty?
Definitely coworkers.
All right, Patty. You got one correct, Patty. You got one.
Oh, man.
That's
I thought
good.
I got all three.
That's still good, Patty. Still good. All right, Patty, you hold on right there. I do need someone that can get all three. That's probably you, right? 312-946-4995. New country from a guy named Bailey Zimmerman. It's called Fall in Love. He has some clout on TikTok. He's also from Illinois, by the way. Louisville, Illinois. You know where that is? It's like way south, down like just east of St. Louis. It's US 99, Scotty, but we're talking about somebody that is way farther east, I guess, depending on which way you're going. The Queen. The Queen is low-key good at Mario Kart, allegedly. So good that she was gifted a 24-karat gold Nintendo controller, which is awesome. What are you low-key good at? 312-946-4995. All right, let's go to Jim in Homer Glen.
Mario Kart.
Mario Kart, yeah. Yeah, that's a good thing to be good at, too, because every once in a while, it pops up, you'll be at a party, or people will be like, hell, let's do some Mario Kart, and you are all of a sudden then the star of the party.
Absolutely.
Yeah, how much do you play? How much Mario Kart do you play?
I'd say about 3 hours a week, at least.
Oh, you play, that's a lot of Mario Kart.
Yeah.
Do you have, like, the wheel and everything that you put your controller in, and...
I use the Pro Controller.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Sorry, my bad. Of course. Awesome. Thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Melissa in Oakbrook, what are you low-key good at?
Movie trivia and remembering song lyrics.
Really?
Or making a sentence into part of a song lyric.
Like recalling, like if somebody said something, you're like, oh, I know a song that says that.
Yeah, and I would like sing a lyric. Like the other day, my coworker, she was like, what was that? Because my eye watch like had a notification. And I said, just my watch. And she goes, gotta go. And I was like, gotta go. Because like the Backstreet Boys, the call.
yeah, the call. Right, I got you. The Black and Blue album. I took my cousin to that. She made a sign and everything.
Oh, how fun.
See, I'm the worst at all the things you're saying. Like, I'm terrible at movie trivia, and I can never remember lyrics to songs. Even my favorite songs, I forget the lyrics to. And then if I ever try to do karaoke or sing along to something, that's when I realize I don't know the words to anything. Pam, what are you low-key good at?
I am low-key good at playing Guitar Hero.
Guitar Hero. There's a game you haven't seen in a long time. How did you get so good at Guitar Hero?
Hours and hours of practice. And I will admittedly say that I have not played in a bit because I had some hand surgery about a year ago. But
sounds like you're not that great at Guitar Hero anymore.
well, I don't know. A couple of years ago when my son got married, we danced to the song Simple Man, and that is a Guitar Hero song. So we kind of did a whole show thing where we had the song die in the middle of it, and then my husband and my other son brought out the Guitar Heroes and sunglasses on a TV screen, and we played the rest of the song on the Guitar Hero, and I beat my son at his own wedding.
I'm sorry, you played Guitar Hero at your son's wedding?
Yes, we did.
Okay. Yeah, I stand corrected. You are a legend.
Okay, this is all weird news.
I just got some really weird news.
That is weird.
All right, let's do it. Brian and Justice, I'll give you the good news of a story. You try to guess the bad, okay?
I'll do my best.
All right, you got this. All right, the good news of the story, Brian, is that there was a doctor who was running late for surgery, but luckily made it there in time and everything was fine. What's the bad news of that story?
I gave surgery to the wrong person.
Excuse me, I believe that extra lung was for me. Thank you. No, he got surgery to the right person. He made it there. Everything went fine with the surgery. The bad news is that how he got there in time is he had to get out of his car and run because there was such bad traffic. He ditched his car and ran for 45 minutes to make it to the operation in time.
Jeez, the patient better give him a good review.
I know, right? Yeah, you better give me 5 stars on that, yo. The weird part is, it says that he ran 2 miles, and it took 45 minutes to run 2 miles. I was like, that's pretty slow mile.
That's not a very good time.
Not at all. So that's the bad news of the story is that he had to run. The other bad news is that he's really out of shape.
He's very slow.
Right? He's very slow.
I love you.
Okay, I got irrationally annoyed at something earlier today. Kelsey, you're in Romeoville. First, do you have tattoos?
I do.
How many tattoos do you have?
I think 8.
8. Okay, so I have 7. So we're about in the same vein. So there's something that they just came out with today, and I'm a little mad at it. You tell me if I'm being nuts or not, okay? Scientists just invented painless tattoos. So essentially, they're these little pads that go on, and they're made out of these tiny microscopic needles that are actually the ink, and it just sinks in your skin, and it's done. Okay? No pain.
Mm-hmm.
For me, and tell me if I'm being nuts, going through the pain of a tattoo is part of getting a tattoo.
If you earned it.
Right, you earned it. Like, you shouldn't be able to get a tattoo without, you know, that experience.
I agree. Yep,
right, right. It feels like cheating to me.
Yeah.
The whole idea of, like, you sat through the pain to get this thing you really wanted that is permanent, and I have them kind of all over my body. The pride in that, there's no reason that anybody should be able to get a tattoo without going through. It's like an initiation, right?
Yeah, I have the ribs also, and I agree.
So we're on the same page. I wonder if people with tattoos all feel the same way. Like, it's part of the process is to go through the pain of it.
Yeah, it's like our worst scar.
I'm sure I'm going to get people that really want tattoos but won't do it because they're afraid of the pain and they're like, this is great. But to me, it's like, good. Well, you don't deserve the tattoo.
Yep, exactly.
Okay, let's start with Diane and Niles. You got tattoos?
Yes, I got 2, actually.
And what are you thinking?
I'm thinking you're right. You're absolutely right. The pain is everything. Like, if you don't go through the pain, I feel like you don't really know what it's like to have a tattoo. The pain is everything.
Yeah, then you're just drawing on yourself a Sharpie, basically. Thank you so much for calling. John, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from, actually, I'm out in Homewood.
All right, in Homewood. All right, John, you got that deep tattoo voice. You got tattoos?
Yes, sir, I do.
All right, and where do you stand on that? Am I being nuts here that you need to go through the pain?
Yeah, you have to go through the pain in order to get them. I mean, because that's just part of the process.
It's part of the experience.
I mean, I have tattoos all over. Exactly. I mean, that's why. I mean, if you can't handle the pain, then you don't deserve getting the tattoos, I don't believe.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, at first I was like, oh, I'm being silly. And I'm like, no, wait, I don't think I am.
No, not at all. I think you're 100% on the bunny right there with that. I mean, you gotta part of the experience and part of the, you know, part of the initiations of having tattoos.
Yeah, it's part of the badassness of it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much for calling.
We're not sure what.
Leslie and Arlington Heights, you got tattoos, right?
I did. And so did my daughter. And I completely 100% agree with you that, yes, you earn the right. But ironically, my daughter, who's 22, got a tattoo. And she's like, it hurts, it hurts. I go, push through the pain. Don't worry about it. This was literally maybe about 3 weeks ago. My daughter was throwing up profusely in the bucket as she was getting it. It was 100% terrible, but you know what? That's the whole point of a tattoo. The pain, you can push through it, and it's there forever. Yeah. So I agree with you 1,000,000%.
Thank you. I don't wish that kind of pain. hate on anyone, but that's all crazy. You said what? You have how many tattoos?
I have 33 tattoos.
Damn. That's a lot. That's awesome.
And I definitely think the pain is part of the process for sure. It's like this therapy, you know? Like
it sounds probably crazy to anybody that's listening that doesn't have tattoos. It probably sounds nuts that we're like, we like pain, you know, like we're some kind of masochist or something like that. But it's not really about the pain. It's about just that experience overall, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Thank you, Faith. Nice to meet you.
All right. Nice to meet you, Scotty. You have a good night.
Just after 5 o'clock, it's time for some good news, bad news.
Okay, this is all weird news.
I just got some really weird news.
That is weird.
All right, Suzette, let's do some good news, bad news. You're in Romeoville. I'll give you the good news of a story. You just try and guess the bad.
Okay.
So the good news of the story is that there is a guy who really needed a job. And he's like, listen, I don't know how to get this job. So he found a job listing and he decided, you know what? I'm just going to walk in. I'm going to ask for the job. And whether he got it or not, he's like, it doesn't matter because I'm just going to go for it. And that's the good news here is he's just going for it. He's going to walk in and ask for the job. What do you think the bad news of this story is?
They were closed.
Excuse me. Anyone work here? Can I? No, the bad news of the story is that he got arrested because the job he was walking into, he was walking into a police station to apply for a job to work there. However, he was also wanted. So, that was dumb.
Yeah, that would be really dumb.
No news.
Bears, Packers, so all week we've been having a little fun at somebody's expense, I guess you'd say. The person we hate the most.
Aaron Rodgers.
People hate that guy.
Welcome to Mr. Aaron Rodgers' neighborhood.
I think he's a bad guy.
My knee. Feel sorry for me?
People hate that guy.
Won't you please quit bothering me? Thanks, good neighbor.
All right, Chrissy. Have you been listening all week?
I have. You're pretty awesome. I like your show.
Oh, thank you. Just try to have a little fun. But so then you know that we've been having a little fun at Aaron Rodgers' expense this week, huh?
Yeah, I picked some of them songs, yeah.
Yeah, you like those songs? Would you like to hear, I guess, today's songs that I would like to add to the list?
Sure.
Okay, so perfect. So if you aren't like Christy and you don't love me that much, then you may not have heard. So we've added songs like Hit Me Baby One More Time because he's going to get hit. I'm a Loser Baby from Beck. Let's see. We've done No Scrubs because he's a scrub. Shaggy, It Wasn't Me since he's always blaming other people. But today, I would like to add the final two songs to Aaron Rodgers' playlist that he's going to have in his headphones before the game. One of them is from our good friend from Windy City Smokeout, Willie Nelson. He has a song called The Loser Song, and it sounds like this.
A woman who taught me the loser song.
Very simple, very straightforward, right?
That is funny, yeah.
Okay. The last one I think we're going to go for this week, unless you have any others, you could always text 44995. When you hear Aaron Rodgers talk, you might say that he is kind of a basket case.
I love
it. Great song. I know they're all great songs, and I almost feel bad that I'm associating them with Aaron Rodgers, right? Like I just ruined them.
Oh, don't feel bad. That's all right.
I just ruined those songs for us. So anyways, those are the songs now that we've wrapped it up here on a Friday. And we got the Bears taking on the Packers on Sunday. I assume Aaron Rodgers is going to thank us for his playlist. So that's what I like to do on Fridays. It's called the best thing someone said to you this week. All right. So I want you to think about, actually, first, I want you to not think about all the terrible things that happen. I don't want you to think about the dog that peed on things or your boss that made you come in on a Friday or whatever it is. Forget all that negativity. Just think about one simple thing that made you smile. All right. 312-946-4995. Actually, I get my hair cut. I got one on, what, Wednesday? And I was walking out and there's like this watch stand. I don't know, they replace batteries and sell watches and whatever, but this nice, like, old couple run it, and I walked out of there, and they said, your hair looks nice, and I was like, oh, it was super random, but I was like, well, that made me happy. So it could be something totally simple from a stranger like that. All right, 312-946-4995. All right, what's the best thing someone said to you this week, Christine?
Well, I'm moving into a new house, so packing, lots of prep. Yeah.
Moving sucks, but that's exciting. You get a new house.
you. I appreciate that very much. I am pumped. Thank you.
Where's your new house?
Highland Park.
Highland Park. All right. Great neighborhood. Love that. Getting the keys to a new house. That's so exciting.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for sharing my excitement. I appreciate that.
I'll be checking for my invitation to the housewarming party.
Sounds good. Sounds great.
I like to invite myself to things, Melissa. I don't know if you know this.
That's fine. Yeah, no, that's fine. Absolutely.
Perfect. It's time to do the best thing someone said to you this week. It's a cool opportunity to get rid of all that negative poop that happened. I got to say poop on the radio. That happened throughout the week. And focus on the positives. So what's one small thing someone said to you that made you smile? 312-946-4995. Jennifer, you're in Lincoln Square. Oh, I just moved from Lincoln Square.
It's a great neighborhood.
Love it there. All right. Before you run over and get a sandwich from Jerry's, tell me what the best thing someone said to you this week is.
That my daughter missed me when she left for college.
Oh, super cute. You're like, yeah. Is she even going to remember me when she leaves?
Exactly. That's why it's so special.
Yeah. I love that. Where'd she go?
Carthage in Kenosha.
Okay, so are you a empty nester now?
Almost. I have a junior in high school.
Oh, so close.
So close. Very excited.
Love that. All right. Well, you have a great weekend. Thank you for sharing.
Hey, thanks. You too. I really enjoy listening to you.
Thank you. I enjoyed being listened to. What, Danny from Wooddale, what's the best thing someone said to you this week?
So surprisingly this week, I was having one of these days a rough day, and someone came up to me in a very hostile environment, and they said that they respected me too much and they couldn't say anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's weird, but I guess that's good, right? Like, thank you?
Yeah, I saved myself for yelling, but I was confused. I was like, okay.
Right. You sound angry, but your words are nice. I don't understand.
Yeah. Definitely.
That's funny. Well, good. I respect you, too. Thank you for calling.
Of course. You have a great one.
Okay, this is all weird news.
I just got some really weird news.
That is weird.
All right, let's do it. Christy, you are in Addison. You know how it works. I'll give you the good news of the story. You just try to guess the bad.
Yep.
The good news of the story today, Christy, is that this guy who was doing his little lottery scratch-off ticket and won $100. What's the bad news of that story?
He lost it.
That would suck. I'm always afraid of that.
Right?
No, the bad news is actually he got arrested for trying to redeem it because he stole the scratch-off tickets. I guess he stole a bunch of them, then went back to the same store to try and redeem it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Agreed.
That is so funny.
I don't know what he thought he was going to, like, how he thought that was going to play out. Like, you have to scan it. Like, they know where the ticket came from.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Although, wouldn't that have been messed up if he, like, gave them as gifts and then other people went and tried to do it and they got arrested?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Ooh, that sounds like the prank I'm going to pull over Christmas or something.
I ain't watching TV.